It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I don't know about you, I'm still trying to figure out if we've got a deal or not with Iran. We're waiting on what they're calling now the MOU, which is now starting to sound a little more like the MOUSE, but it stands for Memo of Understanding with Iran, and nobody seems to know what it says, but I will stay positive. I just know who we're dealing with. We're dealing with a group of Persian rug merchants, basically. And we are the American tourists that they are trying to rip off as much as possible. I will try to unpack that and make some sense of it for you here coming up on Freedom 96.9. My name is Lee Matthews, and this is Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Join in the conversation a number of ways, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Email me directly to lmatthews@freedom969.com. That's the website, freedom969.com. Find me on Facebook and on X profiles as well. Sheriff Tommy Johnson suing his own jail trust. Why? And is that such a good idea? The munitions plant in McAllister, way ahead of orders. But somehow the media just can't let go of the myth that we're running out of ammunition. And not all data centers are evil. Our neighbor to the southeast, Louisiana, is giving each and every teacher a $50,000 bonus thanks to a data center. Don't sound so scary after all, do they? Or do they? That's what we're going to be chatting about coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews, and as you've just heard, we've got our good friend and midday show host Eric Erickson joining us on Thursday. That, all that I mentioned, the election tomorrow. There's going to be so much to talk about at the forum, and he's joining us now, Eric Erickson. So glad you got some time for us today.
I'm glad to be there. And just for the record, I am a native Louisiana, and we're not bad people.
Really? Where do you hail from?
From East Louisiana Parish, just north of Baton Rouge. My grandmother grew up on the bayou, but moved up to the Felicianas, which is still the prettiest country on earth for me.
I'm going to blow your mind. I am originally from a little town called New Iberia.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. There you go.
Mom,
les bon temps roulés.
That's it. Mom was from New Iberia. Dad was from Oklahoma City. Grandpa worked in the oil field. Mom and Dad met at what is now Ooh La La, University of Louisiana Lafayette, and the rest is history.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. My dad worked for Conoco for years in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, my grandpa was a big manager in managing these gas plants for subsidiaries of Phillips 66.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you got a lot to talk about on Thursday. Can you give us some of the highlights?
Yeah, well, I'm very interested to see how the election plays out tomorrow night in Oklahoma. You got the gubernatorial primary there. And now, of course, you've got that situation over in the first congressional district. I'll actually be in Tulsa on Wednesday after this plays out. Kevin Hearn's district, where I guess the front runner, the Trump-endorsed pastor, now apparently has a sex scandal on his hands. Voters go to the polls tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, never a dull moment in elections. And, of course, we got the Iran deal, which... I mean, I would love to be charitable, but you can't trust a group of people who their founding premise is they got to destroy the United States.
Yeah. I mean, how do you compete with a religiously based sex cult? That's basically what they are. Yeah.
I tell people all the time, like, you may not be a religious person, and that's fine, but you got to just appreciate that the religious people really do believe what they believe, and these people really do believe they got to destroy the U.S. and Israel to bring back the 12th Imam, who is somewhere trapped in a fold in space, but will return.
that's as simple as it is. We've got another issue, too, that may interest you. And I'm going to have the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs on later in the program to beg and plead to vote against State Question 832. It's to raise the minimum wage, but not just raise the minimum wage. Tie it to future consumer price indexes nationwide, not just Oklahoma. So not only will it bring the minimum wage up to $15 an hour, which I don't have a problem with because most starting salaries, that's where they are, but it will base future increases on costs of living outside of Oklahoma.
Yeah, terrible idea.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we're already seeing in California, which raised the living to the $20 an hour living wage, that McDonald's across that state have now gotten rid of all their behind-the-counter employees in favor of kiosks. And the only employees they have left are the burger flippers and the French fry people and the people who serve at the window because they can't afford it anymore. I mean, let the market bear what the market can bear instead of artificial price increases. Then actually the first people hurt are going to be the kids who aren't going to be able to get starting jobs.
Well, guess who got this measure pushed through with a petition measure in Oklahoma when it was ridiculously easy to get a measure on the ballot via petition? It's a group based out of California.
Of course.
Surprise,
of course.
Surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You've got these California groups in New York. They're trying to build a big chip manufacturing facility. And it's actually a California progressive group up there that has started litigation to prevent this. By the way, place would create over 500 jobs, every one of which the starting salary is $100,000 or more. And yet they're tied up in litigation. That California progressives try to destroy everybody everywhere.
We're talking to Eric Erickson. You hear him middays right here on Freedom 96.9. He'll be here live on Thursday at 405 Social, 14041 North May. 3 to 7 is when he'll be giving his speech and taking your questions. And I will be there doing the Freedom, doing the drive live. It'll also be a chance to meet him in person, get a selfie. There'll be free appetizers. And also Aaron Brillbeck, if you hadn't had a chance to meet our new morning guy, he'll be there as well to kind of emcee the whole event. So this is this a national tour of yours?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. But we've been doing these more and more. So I've done a lot in Florida. I'll be in Las Vegas next month. I've been to Tulsa before, but this will be my first time in Oklahoma City. So I'm excited to come out there. So I'll hit Tulsa on Wednesday, drive over Thursday morning, do the show with you guys, noon to 3 or 11 to 2 your time, and then hang out and meet the listeners.
You're helping us build something really big and important here at Freedom 96.9, and it's one of the reasons I came over here from, shall we say, over there. The boss asked me, he says, what are you best at? And I said, I'm best when I'm building something. And I think you're kind of the same way. So we're really building something big here. The local flavor of talk radio that seems to be disappearing.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I'm in a weird space where I do a national radio show, but I recognize that the future of radio is mostly local. So if I can be a midday guy who gives people the national news, but then participates at a local level, I mean, I've got a station tomorrow where I'm actually filling in for the morning drive guy because he's sick and they couldn't find a guest host. So I'm going to do a local show and then do my show. So 6 hours of radio before I hit the plane, just anything I can do to help local radio sound local while still providing some national perspective on stuff. Local radio stations that survive are the ones that are going to have a local connection to the audience. Otherwise, why not go listen to some digital app somewhere? But
yeah.
I want people to listen live instead of waiting for a podcast a week later when the news is no longer fresh.
Well, that's precisely it. And I think that's the mistake that some companies have been making. But that's in the past. We won't worry too much about that. Yeah, I'm not naive enough to realize or to not realize that the business has shrunk, but it's not dead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're still thriving. And, you know, the most profitable newspapers in the country are the county newspapers because everybody wants to see their kid when they get the 4-H award or the local sports. And it's the same kind of with radio. The ones that really have a morning and an afternoon that focuses on the local community, you still have great connections and great people and great stories to tell. And frankly, with the death of so much local news, man, the corruption stories in local government are just out there waiting for someone to tell them.
And they are there. We've got plenty of them. We
yes.
sure do. Eric Erickson with us. You hear him middays here on Freedom 96.9. Is there anything in particular you're touching on? Anything in particular that you're seeing hot nationwide? Well, it's a lot hot nationwide, I know. But some of the, you know, do you have anything planned at this stage or do you just wing it?
Yeah, you know, I kind of wing it, but I mean, there's so much stuff percolating right now. You do have the MOU with Iran, whether or not it actually is revealed this week. You've got the president of the G7 summit. You've got multiple primaries and runoffs tomorrow. I mean, Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama. You've got the South Carolina runoff coming up. But you've also got Congress up in D.C. They're trying to rush through the new director of national intelligence so that they can avoid having Bill Pulte in the office. The president is trying to get Section 702 of FISA renewed. There's just so much nationally happening. And, I mean, we got the World Cup and all the Europeans loving America more than the liberals do.
You and I have been in the business long enough, and, you know, you get to what used to be almost like fighting in a separate gang has become kind of a fraternal order of those of us that are left. But for those who don't know your background, can you give us a basic resume of your career?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I totally fell into radio by accident. I was a lawyer, did election law, corporations, estate planning, criminal law. Got hired by CNN to be a political analyst after starting the website redstate.com back in 2004 with some friends. Ran that site for a decade, got elected to city council in Middle Georgia, ran campaigns around the country, worked for President Bush as a lawyer, a volunteer lawyer for his campaign. And then the local radio show host where I live in Macon, Georgia, literally got arrested in a crack house one morning and a station called and said, could you fill in for the guy? I'd never done radio before. And wound up doing it and mentioned Rush Limbaugh, who was a friend, and the head of Cox Media Group in Atlanta heard it, called Rush, who lied through his teeth and said I was a radio pro, they should hire me. When Herman Cain ran for president, they gave me Herman's job.
Okay, that's how that happened. All right, so
yes.
You were never associated then with Neil Bortz.
So I would fill in for Neil because okay. He was at WSB at the time, too. And I think the plan was actually when Herman left that I would ultimately replace Neil. And then Herman came back after the run. So I did evening drive time until Rush passed away. He literally lied to get me into radio. He was a good friend before I was in radio.
So you were never...
No.
You were never over there.
Here's the funny point. I worked at, The One.
Yeah.
And I did 3 months of radio for this guy who had gotten arrested. They wound up firing him. I got paid in an expired gift certificate at Outback Steakhouse. Ask me how I know it was expired.
Yeah. I laugh because it's happened to me. Not that same scenario, but something very similar. Yes.
Yes. So, nope, never worked for one of the big ones.
Mine was a lobster gram that wasn't good anymore.
Wow.
And I know it was trade. It was trade. It had to have been.
Undoubtedly. Yes.
Let's see. Yeah, I knew we'd have some more stories to swap. Well, we'll have more coming up on Thursday, the 18th at 405 Social, North May, 3 to 7. Eric Erickson in person. He'll be there to take your selfie with you and to talk in person about some of the things going on, not only here in Oklahoma, but everywhere. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you on Thursday.
All righty.
Good to hear from you. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, 405-608-4377. I won't tell you who to vote for, but I will tell you who I support that is on the ballot. I'm voting in a different state congressional district than you are, a state legislative district than you are, so I won't bother with that. You may not vote on the same county assessor that I vote on, but I will go over most of what is on the ballot tomorrow, and it's a big ballot, and you'll want to know what's on it. So I highly encourage that you go to oklahoma.gov/election, then go to the election portal. You'll put in your name and your zip code, and it'll pull up your polling place. I think it'll pull up a copy of your voter registration card. I believe then there'll be a sample ballot. There will be two ballots. The first ballot is the main ballot of the primary election. The second ballot is especially for state question 832. So don't freak out when they give you two ballots. And go ahead, if you can, print up both ballots. Go through the... There are some names I didn't recognize. I said, let me go look up these names just to make sure I don't make a mistake and not vote for a dark horse that may be a good public servant. So I went through and I looked up all of the names. I looked at their records and I looked at what their platforms were. If indeed there was a platform, because many of them don't have a platform. Now, I understand why. Give your opponent something to criticize and they will. So it's best to not give them anything. I disagree with that strategy, especially if you are a dark horse. If you're a dark horse candidate that nobody knows about and the whole state has to vote on you, you damn well better tell them in black and white, here's what the problem is, here's what I want to do, and here's how I'm going to do it. And those are the candidates that got my reaction. What is your reaction? All coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. A lot of the phone calls and a lot of the emails and a lot of the texts are going to slow down as of tomorrow. I'm talking about the political ones. But the ones that are trying to pester you about Medicare, they're not going away anytime soon, especially if you were born in 1961. It's Lee Matthews. Yeah, getting rid of the phone calls and the emails and the texts will be pretty easy. Just wait them out, right? Kind of like Iran trying to wait out the United States. But if you're confused, I'm here to make your life easy. And that's when it comes to Medicare. One phone call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Won't tell you how to vote, but they can tell you how to sign up for Medicare, and they'll walk you through the whole process. It'll be the best call you make, especially if you're new to Medicare. The team at Well-Preserved can put together a plan that'll work for you. Call the team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I want to introduce you to a great connection. Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026. Honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9. A free live event this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
And Lee Matthews with the drive, 405-608-4377. The left, and therefore the media, can't let go of the myth they're trying to create. Oh my God, we've spent so many ordnances over to the war in Iraq. We're running out of ordnance. What my sources are telling me, the McAllister munitions plant is way ahead of their orders. No problem. All right? We're far from running out of anything, and we never have been since World War II, and maybe during the Carter administration, because he kept cutting the military budget so much. Maybe then. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Is it a deal or what? Like I said, we're dealing with Persian rug merchants. Do you remember the scene in Casablanca? Okay. Lovely Ingrid Bergman is walking through a market, and she sees a beautiful textile, and, oh, it's so beautiful, and the merchant comes up. It's for you only 20 rubles, or whatever it is. And then here comes Bogey. That's a ripoff. It's, oh, you're a friend of Rick. Well, then it's only 10 rubles. We don't know what, but, I mean, that is what we're doing. Except it's on a bigger scale. It's the same kind of mentality. We're the American tourist walking through the market, and the Iranians are the Persian rug merchants. They know what we want. They don't care what they want. They don't care about their people. They don't care about cost. All they care about is ripping us off. Are they doing it with this memo of understanding that we don't seem to see anymore? And I'm not blaming Trump, and I'm not blaming Vance. I'm not blaming anybody. They got to play it cool. I understand that. But it still feels like we're dealing with Persian rug merchants. Definitely somebody you're not going to trust. 405-608-4377. Kit is in Oklahoma City. Hi.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi.
Well, I got a ride to go vote tomorrow, so
very good.
I need some help. Yeah, are there any justices that you're going to vote against?
I don't see any justices on the ballot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about Lieutenant Governor?
Lieutenant Governor, I'm going with T.W. Shannon. Here's why.
I thought of him. Yeah, I thought of him, too.
Everybody thinks the Lieutenant Governor is like a vice president, and they are in that they only break a tie when there's a tie vote in the Senate. The rest of their effort is the cheerleader of the state of Oklahoma. They're the ones that attract business. They are the ones that usually take care of tourism. They are the ones going county to county to county and are the biggest cheerleaders. And I want a good salesman. I want someone who's going to really play up Oklahoma's strengths. And T.W. Shannon can do that.
Well, and I'm going to vote against, of course, minimum wage thing.
Yes.
And I'm going to vote for Merrick.
Good. That's who I'm supporting in governor. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter called or said, Mom, are you going to vote? And I didn't think I was going to. And she said, you don't care who your governor is? She says, I'm voting for Merrick. And I said, well.
Good for her. And good for her for talking you into it.
Well, she didn't really talk me into it. I was thinking about what I was. She said, go to YouTube and you'll hear him give a speech about what he's for. And so I did that.
And I'm running out of time, I'm afraid. Do you have any other questions? Because if so, you'll need to hold, okay?
Well.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump announced on Sunday that the United States has reached an agreement with Iran, marking a significant development in ongoing diplomatic efforts.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump declared the removal of the U.S. naval blockade on Iran, allowing the Strait of Hormuz to reopen. The agreement is set to be formally signed on Friday in Switzerland, according to Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, who played a key role in mediating the deal. The signing ceremony will be attended by Vice President J.D. Vance, with President Trump potentially joining. The deal will initiate a 60-day period for further negotiations on Iran's nuclear program, including discussions on enriched uranium stockpiles. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A federal judge in Georgia faces possible impeachment after an investigation found misconduct and false statements. Judge Eleanor Ross has apologized while House Republicans push for her removal. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
If you had storm damage and State Farm was your insurance company, now is the time to pay attention. For years, homeowners were told the same thing after hailstorms. No damage, just wear and tear. You're not covered. And most people just accepted it and moved on. What's changed in this? Emerging litigation is now questioning how those denials were made. The methods, the vendors, and the consistency of those decisions are being examined in court, including cases tied to Oklahoma storms. Now, here's the important thing. A denied claim is not the same thing as a properly denied claim. I'm seeing old claims, even ones from years ago, that deserve a second look. And if you replaced your roof and paid out of pocket or you were underpaid, that doesn't mean the issue is over. If State Farm insured your home and you were told no, the smartest thing you can do is have your case examined by someone who understands the litigation.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A rollover crash slowed traffic along southbound I-44 near Northwest 10th in Oklahoma City this morning. Officials say the accident impacted traffic in the area, though it remains unclear what caused the crash. No word yet on whether anyone was injured or the extent of the injuries. Investigators continue looking into the crash. In Jackson County, sheriff's deputies arrested 34-year-old Darian Taylor of Oklahoma City following a traffic stop. Sheriff Tim Morse says a probable cause search of the vehicle led to Taylor's arrest on allegations including possession of cocaine, marijuana, THC and drug paraphernalia, along with transporting an open container. He was booked into the Jackson County Jail. A piece of the World Trade Center is now on display in Oklahoma City as part of a traveling memorial exhibit. The steel beam honors firefighter Stephen Siller, who died during the September 11th attacks. The ceremony was recently held at the Oklahoma City National Memorial, with organizers saying the exhibit is designed to educate future generations. The display will continue traveling across the country after its time in Oklahoma City. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at Health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
Why is Sheriff Tommy Johnson suing the jail trust? I'll tell you as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mainly clear skies with a low of 63 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, it'll be breezy in the evening. Otherwise, expect a crystal clear sky with humidity and a low of 71 degrees. By Wednesday, winds will be gusting past 40 miles per hour, and it will be very warm with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 93 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina.
Tim in UConn says, Lee, did you watch any of the MMA over the weekend? Wasn't it hilarious what that dude said about Michelle Obama? Tim in UConn, I'm afraid I'm not a big MMA fan, but I did read about it today. Yeah, he was thanking God and basically said he would like to thank Michelle Obama's a man, and everybody started laughing. Personally, I don't believe that. I do believe she's got attitude, and I've never seen a first lady more ungrateful for the opportunities not only this country has given her, but her office as first lady has given her. Most first ladies are at least a little magnanimous about being first lady. Hillary Clinton, okay, as loathsome a human being as she is, was still magnanimous about being first lady and the honor of being a first lady. I've not seen any of that magnanimity. I've not seen her being magnanimous at all. It was almost as though you can take your first lady's role and shove it as she was leaving the door. Maybe she wasn't that crude about it, but she could have been more appreciative of being given that honor and being the first African-American woman. You know, the race upon which the entire nation's original sin has been based upon and for whatever reason can't seem to cleanse itself in the eyes of some people anyway. 405-608-4377. Just a little thank you would be nice. Instead of bitching and moaning about it on your podcast. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you were on the air. What's your name?
Liberty Lee. Hey. It's Howard in Watonga.
Good to hear from you, Howard.
Well, you ain't lying.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, you know, let's just keep riffing on that little note there with Michelle Obama and all the rest, especially the lefties that got in and, you know, and they said that we haven't made any progress in this country in terms of race relations.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Things were going pretty good with race relations in this country until the Obamas got in there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
They've
gotten better since they left.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the Bidens as well. You know, sayonara to the Bidens for sure, because they tried to stir all that crap up again, especially with the latest scandal with
Southern Poverty Law Center. We are watching. Watching the death of the. Of the racism industry in the United States.
Yes, it's a death throes.
I'm loving it.
And listen here, all you liberal Democrats out there and you socialists, you Democrat socialist type people who hate this country. 800,000 Americans died in the Civil War after the great President Abraham Lincoln elevated the cause of the war by writing the Emancipation Proclamation, so that he could free the slaves and they could participate in the war activities against the South.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave his life for this country because they hated him so much they had to assassinate him, and it really kind of hampered the Reconstruction efforts after the Civil War. We probably wouldn't have had to have the Civil Rights Movements of the 1960s had Lincoln survived.
I don't know about that, because there still was a lot of anger in the reunited Confederate States on the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Those were unpopular in the South, and you don't read about it and you don't hear about it because you go back to the newspaper articles of the day and you don't see the people complaining about it. Because there was no radio, there was no talk radio. There were editorials, but
Going back to your original point, Michelle Obama, the audacity of that woman.
Yeah.
How dare she? You know, She is ungrateful. She hates this country because she's a Marxist. But you know what? At the end of the day, if she were in Iran or if she was in any other totalitarian hellhole, she would have her head lopped off in the middle of the public square.
Yeah.
Just for going against the theocracy that's in power. And they don't know anything. They don't know anything about the women's suffrage movement. They don't know anything about the Underground Railroad. They don't know anything about the abolitionist Republicans that fought tooth and nail to get to emancipate the slaves. And then we fought a civil war over it. And then we actually elected an African-American president to the, I mean, I think we've made major strides in our country, as no other country has, I think, in my opinion.
Now, looking at this, Howard, with modern eyes, you know, it's easy to see why Abraham Lincoln did what he did. I sometimes try to go back to the time period in which he did it, and he did not get elected with a promise to end slavery. He got elected with a promise to reunify the nation. For the first 2 years, was the motivation to keep the North going. Reunify this nation. This nation cannot stand. If a divided nation, a divided house cannot stand, it will fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a very biblical kind of a term.
In 1862, Abraham, this shows you how highly intelligent Abraham Lincoln was. I don't mean to marbleize the man, because I know he had his flaws. And from what I understand, he had a high whiskey tenor voice, kind of like this. It was annoying to listen to. But he was highly intelligent in that he could back away from himself and back away from the emotion attached to a situation and look at what made the most sense. And when he wrote the Emancipation Proclamation, what made the most sense was bring the emotionalism of slavery into the war effort.
Yes.
That way it will be total warfare. Up until that point, the Confederacy still had the hope that even if they fought to a draw, they'd still get to keep their slaves. The Emancipation Proclamation erased that.
The Confederacy, weren't they like two? They were literally two ticks away from actually taking down Washington.
They were two ticks away from attacking. I don't think they ever would have taken down Washington because I don't think they had the resources. The Confederates consistently, Howard, when you look at battle after battle after battle, they always ran out of material because they overextended themselves. They did not have the resources to keep a main supply line going. And back then, there was railroad and wagon train, and that was it.
Yes.
There weren't airplanes to give you airdrops. So if you spread your line out too long and your wagon train couldn't catch up from the nearest depot, well, then you were screwed. Yep. You were screwed. You ran out of ammunition and you lost the battle. It was that simple.
Hey, this is an amazing Civil War summary in regards to why Michelle Obama should really be thankful to be in the country.
No, I'm a buff. I mean, as you can tell me, I'm a Civil War geek. I love that stuff.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, no, keep up. Yeah. That, no, I mean, look how you could tie that together and show that, hey, Michelle, really? Seriously?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. So at the end of the day, thank you, Lee. Again, great show.
Well, was that what you called about, Howard? Because, I mean, that I went down that rabbit hole coming out of the break, and you were already on the line.
there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things on my mind. I'm trying to figure out we went through the primaries now in Oklahoma.
I got some more time. What's your question?
I'm trying to figure out the best candidate for governor. I think Jake Merrick. I think it's Merrick.
I think so, too, because we just need to get him through the primary. Now.
You got to get him through the primary. This Maisie guy, learning a lot about him and getting her Drummond and learning a lot about him. It's a little tenuous.
I went through each one of them, and my biggest frustration is that none of them have a list of what they want to do. They have a big,
exactly,
long list of what they have done. And that's cool. I get it. But what do you want to do? What do you consider the problems? Like, okay, what are you going to do about data centers? What are you going to do about what if SQ 832 passes? What are you going to do? What are you going to do about all these things that, I mean, they're not huge issues, but they could become huge issues.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's what Trump did. I mean, that's the reason why he was a populist president who used to be a Democrat that turned into a Republican. And he just said, look, promises kept. I'm sorry, promises made, promises kept. And he gave us a laundry list of things. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, Trump is an amazing guy. He's a high-strung, hyper-competitive guy. But they have fought him tooth and nail. I mean, if they would just give him an ounce of cooperation, we would have 90% of everything that he wanted on his list done.
Well, and I don't know. I don't care if they get it done. I want them to try. What is your goal?
Yes,
because
give us the list.
If you're going into this with no goal, then you're not my guy or gal.
I agree with you 1,000%. I think your political analysis is really good. I know Gettner Drummond did some insurance things for some people and stuff like that, but
I still don't know what he wants to do. I don't know what he wants to do. What's your just give me five things that you want to do as governor. And I don't care if it's put a Ten Commandments monument up. I don't care. But what are the five things you want to do?
And then during the debates, you know, it was kind of, they're just kind of going after each other and they're not really explaining their platforms.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Jake Merrick has a solid plan. I think
he's
right.
He's got a plan. Yeah. I don't know that he's going to get it all done. He might meet with all kinds of legislative pushback. He might meet, and even in his own party, he's going to have Republicans. Well, we can't do that because this is the way we've always done it. What do you mean coming in here telling us what to do? Of course, he's going to have that to deal with. I don't care about that. We'll worry about that then. We don't have to solve that problem now. The problem I am faced with is, what do you want to do? Give me something to vote for, not against.
1,000%.
Yeah.
No, Lee, that's the best. Absolutely.
So,
we have
so
to have
a clear
vision.
That's why I'm going with Jake Merrick. I don't know if he can win in the long run because I don't know if he has ballot awareness in the entire state. But he's the only one that has that criteria for me.
Well, I'm with you. I'm going to get out there and pull for him, too. So,
okay.
Again, thank you for the educational journey. Mm-hmm. And you guys have a great day. Heading back to Wakanda.
Thank you very much, Howard, on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. I'm going to go through the others, or maybe I'll just wait as people call in today to go through the different categories. I'm not here to argue about it. You know, if you've got a person that you like and you like for your reason, I'd like to know what the reason is. That's fine. And then there are some wild cards out there that people are just going to do eeny, meeny, miny, mo on. For instance, insurance commissioner. I think nobody cares. Commissioner of Labor, that's an important one, and I don't think anybody cares. And here's the biggest one, Corporation Commissioner. Are you happy with our Corporation Commission and all the rate hikes they've been given OG&E over the past 4 years? Are you happy with that? Are you happy with your bill being higher and higher and higher every time you get it? This is where you have a say in the matter. And there are two people running for an empty seat on the Corporation Commission. I have picked one because he has actually worked in the energy sector. I'll tell you who that is coming up on Freedom 96.9. You can tell me who you got picked. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the Drive on Freedom 96.9. Frontier Auto Group is not running for office, but if they were, they would be running as your hometown dealership and business, whether it's Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Did I get them all in there? See, they have a huge selection that they're running on, and all they need you to do, you don't have to go vote for them, is just give them a call, 262-3355, 405-262-3355, right there in El Reno. They're all ready for the 100th anniversary of Route 66, and hope you are too. And once all of this electioneering kind of calms down, go on over and see the selection they've got. Well, if they don't have what you're looking for, they can get it for you within 24 hours. Make, model, all the features. Financing right then and there with local banks and entities that are ready to do business with you and make it the easiest financing experience you've ever had. And the last time I bought a new vehicle, I think I bought a house quicker than I bought that vehicle. They'll streamline the whole process. So vote for Frontier Auto Group by going to Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net, 405-262-3355.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
Robert Trimble says he would have voted against every single state budget. That means voting against funding for law enforcement, against funding for volunteer firefighters, against funding for school security, against funding for 911 services, against funding to shut down Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal groves. Robert Trimble calls that conservative. Rural Oklahoma calls it reckless.
Grant Green fights for our families, our safety, and our way of life. Grant Green for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green, 2026.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
Eric Erickson in town on Thursday. If you want to go, he is going to be at 405 Social, 14041 North May, 3 to 7. I'll be doing the drive from there. He'll be giving a speech and taking your questions, taking your selfies as well. Eric Erickson, our midday guy, in person Thursday, live in person in Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I'm Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. Got my sample ballot in my hot little hands, and I'm going over it, talking about my support. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you who I am supporting in this primary and the reasons why I'm supporting these people. If it's someone that if it encourages you, that's fine. If it maybe discourages you and pushes you toward another candidate, that's fine. That's the beauty of our democratic republic. And that's why I'm a part of it, and I hope you are too. The important thing is you vote on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Paul in Choctaw, thank you for hanging on.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it. You know, I was sitting here driving along, and I'm thinking, you know, I can think of multiple reasons not to vote for the four usual suspects for governor, but I can't think of one good reason not to vote for Jake Merrick. And I appreciated the last caller. you know, wouldn't it be nice to have a breath of fresh air, Lee, to come in? It's not the same old rehashed garbage that we're going to reach in the back of the refrigerator and pull out and lay on Oklahoma. I say, go, boy, go. Go, Jake, go. And I can't wait to see how this whole thing turns out.
Well, and I don't want to sound like I remember when Jimmy Carter ran for president, everything he wanted to do sounded so good. And nobody bothered to ask him how he was going to get the job done. And as it turned out, even he didn't know how he was going to get the job done. I don't think Jake is that type of guy. And I'm not sure that I mind if he tries and fails. But what he wants to do is what I think should be done for the good of Oklahoma. And so I hope he tries.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the comparison there, you know, when you think about the same old names get drug up, you know, and you look at the overall picture, I'm willing to roll the dice. I'm so tired of the same old garbage, Lee. Mm-hmm. I want a breath of fresh air in the governor's mansion in our state and riding high. Let's be honest. Let's be above board. Let's be transparent in all of our dealings. And I think that's what Jake Merrick brings to the table.
I do, too. And that's why for governor, he's going to get my vote at least this time around. If he makes it through the primary, he'll get it again in the runoff. There will be a runoff. I am not that naive. So he's got a long haul. He's got to make it through this election, a runoff, and then the major election. But if he can make it through that runoff, I think he'll win the main election, because by then we'll have a Democrat candidate as well. And I don't see anybody on the Democrat. Maybe Cindy Munson will make it. And Cindy Munson is a nice person, but I don't see any of her policies mattering to anybody.
Me either, Lee. Yeah. And I would tell you this. I talk to a lot of people. And I've been talking to a lot of people about Jake Merrick, and he's absolutely got a red wave behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that all the listeners out there are listening to this. People are talking Jake Merrick. That's the way it's going right now. So I'm delighted. I'm happy, and I'm so thankful for your show. I'm thankful to be able to speak.
Well, thank you for calling in to 405-608-4377. I worry a little about Farmer Brown in Mays County, or Farmer Armstrong over in Roger Mills County, who's too busy birthing his cows to sit down and pay attention to anything. But by golly, he's going to go into town and vote on Election Day, because honestly, he doesn't have a lot of time, a lot of things to do in Roger Mills County, with apologies. It's a pretty place, but there's not a lot going on there. So, you know, same with Mays County. And I picked those counties because one's way over in the east and one's way over in the west. So those are the ones where Jake Merrick, he's going to have to continue to do well. Now, have any of these other guys been able to get over there and see them? I don't know. Gettner Drummond definitely has been in the headlines, but I don't know if that is a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mike Mazie
getting to transmit information.
Yeah. And Mike Mazie getting the endorsement from Trump, and then someone said Trump rescinded.
Still there, Lee?
Yeah, well, Mike Mazie getting the Trump endorsement, and then they said Trump rescinded the endorsement, and then I heard today that Trump is back on board with Mike Mazie and that Mazie's his guy, and that's fine. But I go to Mazie's. I wish Mazie would take a note from Trump. Trump, at least by now, had a list of platform items he wanted to do. And Mike Mazie doesn't have any on his website. They're vague. Well, I want to balance the budget. Well, of course, who doesn't want to? I want more transparency in government. Okay, but how? And in what way? That's what I want to see. Well, they'll do that as we get closer to the election and know who to run it. Well, you need to do it now so that you'll get people behind you. And right now, again, there's that word, authenticity. I'm thinking that Merrick is the more authentic candidate at this point. But I may be crazy that way, because I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. The city of Norman expanding its response to homelessness and substance abuse with two new positions. But first, your national...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A criminal investigation is underway in South Jersey after a fleeing van strikes an ICE agent.
Staffordshire Township Police say the incident began around 9:30 Monday morning on Route 72 when ICE agents tried to make an arrest. The suspect fled in a van, striking an ICE officer who responded by shooting out the car's back window. The ICE agent was injured, but no word on severity. The suspect is still at large. Local police say they weren't involved in the operation, but they have cordoned off the site with crime scene tape, directing traffic away from Route 72, the main road into Long Beach Island. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A Democratic congressional candidate, George Conway, is making President Trump a central issue in New York's 12th district race. In a campaign ad, Conway vows to pursue what he calls a third and final impeachment of Trump if elected to Congress, though the ad does not specify the conduct he believes would justify an impeachment. Democratic leaders have not endorsed another impeachment effort, and Trump was acquitted on two Senate trials during his first term. Conway currently trails several rivals in the June 23rd Democratic primary for the heavily Democratic Manhattan seat being vacated by Representative Jerry Nadler. Family farm producers continue sounding the alarm over rising costs, shrinking margins, and long-term pressure on the ag economy.
Stephen McBee Jr. of McBee Farm and Cattle Company tells RFD-TV many family farms are at a breaking point, saying high input costs, drought risk, and market uncertainty are leaving operations in a bind.
The math is not mathing out right now, and it is break even at best, and that's if you have a good weather condition. So we're just praying for good weather this growing season and hopefully be able to make it out of here and have a potentially better 2027 season.
Anthony Lucero, USA Radio News.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Coming up in the business.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. The city of Norman is expanding its response to homelessness and substance abuse by adding two new positions focused on outreach and support services. Amanda Scherf has been hired as community services manager, and Kara Fritz is set to serve as the community outreach social worker. Both positions are being funded through Oklahoma's opioid settlement funds and will help coordinate services, connect residents with resources, and strengthen the city's response to homelessness. City leaders say the effort is part of a broader strategy aimed at long-term solutions and improved community collaboration. A federal jury has convicted former Garvin County Jail Detention Deputy Paula Kelly for violating the civil rights of detainee Kayla Turley, whose untreated medical condition ultimately led to her death. Prosecutors said Kelly knowingly ignored Turley's serious medical needs while she was being held at the jail in Paul's Valley. Kelly now faces up to life in prison and a $250,000 fine. Five other former jail employees, including Jennifer Baxter, Lindsay Knoll, Vincent Matthews, Alicia Ingram, and Melissa Melton, have also previously pleaded guilty in connection with the same case. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
The munitions plant in McAllister is way ahead of its orders, but the media can't seem to give up the myth that we're running out of ammunition. Got the latest coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mainly clear skies with a low of 63 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, it'll be breezy in the evening. Otherwise, expect a crystal clear sky with humidity and a low of 71 degrees. By Wednesday, winds will be gusting past 40 miles per hour, and it will be very warm with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 93 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, invites you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson this Thursday, June 18th at 405 Social, 14,041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City from 3 to 7 p.m. This is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. Free appetizers will be provided by 405 Social for guests of the Freedom Forum. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live and Aaron Brillbeck will be the MC. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things on the topic buffet today. We started out our conversation with Eric Erickson, who is our midday guy. If you haven't listened to his program, it's worth catching. He's going to be joining us in person on Thursday at 405 Social. That's a neat place over on North May. And we will be there from 3 to 7 on Thursday, the 18th, this coming Thursday. I'll be doing the show from there. He'll be doing a live speech with a question and answer kind of situation going on. There'll be some munchies provided by 405 Social. You'll get your picture taken with him. Our good friend Aaron Brillbeck from The Morning Show will be emceeing. It's going to be a good time. Come by and be a part of it. We'll have more to talk about by then, too, because we'll know more about the primary election results and who's moving on to a runoff. And I am certain there's going to be a runoff. I've got my sample ballot right here in front of me, and I'm going down the line. And instead of boring everybody with, okay, here we go. If you have questions, we'll talk about it. I don't live in the same congressional district as you for the legislature, nor for the U.S. Congress. So we're going to just skip over those. I may not live in the same county as you, so we won't have the same assessor for taxes. But other than that, we can touch on some of the things that, like, for instance, I think what's a really underrated position is corporation commissioner. And the other one is insurance commissioner and then labor commissioner. Those are underrated offices that a lot of people just do eeny, meeny, miny, mo on. And it's important you know who these people are before you vote for them. So let's have the conversation going at 405-608-4377. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. KC is in Midwest City. Hi.
Hello, Lee. Thanks for having me on. I wanted to take this time to put a plug out there for House District 95. I'm a supporter of Max Wolfley there, multi-term incumbent.
Let's give everybody an idea of what part of the state that is.
We're in the Midwest City area there, around Tinker.
Okay.
You're looking at far southeast Oklahoma City, Midwest City area, Oklahoma County. There.
Some of these districts are really weird. They have really weird shapes to them, so it's important that people know about whereabout they are.
They do. So, you know, all the Carl Albert area,
okay.
Midwest City High School area, all around Tinker, almost butts up to that far northeast area of Norman out there, Draper Lake, all that area, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Max is a 40-year retired teacher from Carl Albert, has lived in the district for over 50 years, has represented the district well, fighting for property tax freezes or lowering them, lowering taxes, fought for education, getting more. That's near and dear to his heart, you know, being a teacher all those years. And I tell you what, I've got a stack of these dirty mailers from Brett Reinhart portraying him as a comic book character, as some kind of sleazy backdoor politician. And I'd like to point out that's exactly who Brett Reinhart is and was. He was indicted over on seven felonies, missed prison by a gnat's hair, taking money from incumbents prior to votes on rezoning on property and bridge studies on private property. And I tell you, Lee, I'm tired of it, and I just want to give a shout-out to everyone out there in House District 95 to get out there and support Max tomorrow. I know he's got a large supportive base, and we just need to get those folks out and vote tomorrow.
Well, that's the good thing about incumbency. When usually one of the things that incumbents have is the ballot familiarity, because people, even if they don't know who he is, they'll recognize his name and go, oh, yeah, he's done a good job. If they see his name and they don't think about him negatively, then he'll be all right.
Well, I sure hope so, Lee. And like I said, I just wanted to I've gotten one mailer from Max, and it just points out the truth. And I, you know, that's what he's standing on. But I mean, it seems like Reinhart is spending tens of thousands on these dark mailers, just smearing, just throwing lie after lie out there. And like you said earlier, talking about the governor's race, like, what's he going to do? His main quote is, I won't bend. Well, what is that? I mean, Max has not bent on everything. He's represented his district. He stood with the people. He's a common man of the people. And we just need more of that there. He's not afraid to stand up to the Republican establishment if needed, too. I mean, he fights for the common man, fights for those school districts out there, fights for property tax rights. And I could just go on and on, but I just really wanted to get that out there, and everyone in that area, just please make time to get out and support Max tomorrow.
Well, you know, what you're touching on in your particular legislative district is something that should be touched upon for everyone in every legislative district. There should be a reason why you are supporting a candidate and a reason why you wouldn't support a candidate. And there's been one common denominator that I've heard, not just in Oklahoma, but talking to my relatives in Texas, talking to my relatives in Louisiana, the common denominator to vote for someone is authenticity. They're real people. They're not telling
lies. That's right.
They're the type of person you would see down at the supermarket and would tell you good morning, not because they want you to vote for them, because they really are wishing you a good morning. The second common denominator I've heard is the negative, what people are being turned off most about, and that is the mudslinging. And when they find out where that mudslinging is coming from, they're completely turned off. Look, I don't care what you don't like about this other person, but making up a bunch of Bravo Sierra about them is just wrong.
Well, amen to that, Lee.
So.
And again, I thank you for that commentary. I agree 1,000%. And there's certainly been a lot of that in this whole primary season, for sure. These negative
A lot of it. And it's going to backfire. I promise you it is going to backfire. People are not stupid. They can go and look this up. Maybe some of the people who are not as internet savvy, like mom. My mom was griping over the weekend about all the mudslinging going on in Louisiana. And I said, Mom, that's not coming from candidates. That's coming from political action committee that are associated with the candidates. So when you see them attacking your candidate, it's coming from the opposing candidate, either directly or indirectly. Well, that's what I thought. And that's why I said, okay, then, good. Vote your conscience.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time, Lee. I appreciate you, too, and the channel here. And I listen a lot, but I don't call in a lot. But
all right.
I wanted to just get in on this thing. And Max Wiffley, House 95,
okay.
Thank you.
All we ask is 5 minutes a day.
Ooh, that's a bingo. How fun.
On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Had a text exchange over Friday with my good friend Scott McCullum of McRoof. You know, he works very closely with insurers and homeowners insurance. And I asked him what he thought of the insurance commissioner's race, and should the insurance commissioner have any say when it comes to rates? And he said, well, I'm glad you asked that, because the only person running for insurance commissioner who's even mentioning rates is Chris Meredith. So that's who I'm voting for. That's who Scott McCullum encourages you vote for. You vote for whoever you want. But when it comes to money in your pocket, this is something worth considering. And so is Scott McCullum of McRoof. He's well embedded with the insurance industry, and he knows all the shenanigans they've been trying to pull lately. This time, insurance carriers are not so willing to completely replace your roof. And if the recent storms have done anything at all, you need an inspection. So get it today by calling 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. Vote tomorrow if you haven't voted already. And call 405-877-663. McRoof.us, powered by Roofing RX. And protecting property, saving lives, and protecting Oklahomans one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for state Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for state Senate 2026.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. Going over the ballot item by item. Attorney General, that's going to be a good one. I look at the records, and the one I see that impresses me more is Jeff Starling. I just like some of the things he's done legally. He also seems to be the type of attorney general that would worry about the law and not about his next election prospect, which seems to be what our current attorney general has spent most of his time doing. But that's just me. I'm crazy that way. I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Bill in Ponca City. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Guns for everybody, and I hope everybody votes.
Absolutely. I have a question or a concern, and I hope you can put my mind to ease. I really like Jake. I mean, a lot. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to him on the radio for years. I know he's successful businessman, a successful senator, and good communicator. I'd love for him to be our governor. But who I absolutely do not want is Drummond.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid if I vote for Jake, that's going to take a vote away from Macy. And if enough people do that, Drummond's going to sneak in and win.
I don't know about that. I think that Drummond is attacking Macy because he finds Macy the biggest threat. And I think it's going to backfire on Drummond. I really, really do. Because, again, Drummond has given me nothing to vote for. He's only given me plenty of why he thinks you shouldn't vote for Macy.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I don't care what you think about Macy. What do you think about the state of Oklahoma? What are you going to do in the next 4 years that's going to make us all better? And he hasn't mentioned it at all. And in terms of going after the smelter in Ionia, Okay, you know what? That's going to bring a lot to that economy. I know there's a few people that don't want it, and I understand why they don't want it. And maybe it needs to come to to the people of that city. But I don't think Kettner Drummond should have anything to say about it unless there's some sort of legal challenge. And him sticking his nose in that. And if I were Mike Mazie, I would say, you know what, people of Ainoa, Ainoa, if you want a smelter, you can have a smelter. If you don't want a smelter, you don't get a smelter. How about that? And that's what he would say, and then move on. So I don't think we're there yet. I don't think Gettner will be a spoiler of any kind.
You don't think Drummond will be a spoiler if I vote for Jake?
I don't think so. I think helping Jake get through this primary is a better strategy than worrying about who's going to take away from Mazie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, another quick question. Mm-hmm. I heard you talking earlier about the ONG price hike.
Yeah.
What position was that, and who was the person you're in favor
that
of?
That was Corporation Commissioner.
Okay.
And, you know, we have a three-person Corporation Commission, and they review whenever a utility wants to raise rates. They review it, and then they have a say, yes or no. And thus far... I forget his name now, but there's been one person who's voted against it of the three. The other two always seem to be in bed with the utility company. I want somebody in that position who knows what it really costs to produce energy in this state and who has had a job where they've had to worry about the cost of energy. And that person is Justin Hornback. He was a 798er pipeliner. He's worked in the oil industry and in the energy industry, and I think he's the only one that truly knows how much it costs to get this stuff done. And I think he's the only one that knows some of the games that energy companies play behind the scenes when it comes to, we don't have enough electricity for the ice storm that we had 10 years ago. Got to raise the rates.
Right. All right. Well, that sounds great. So a vote for Jake is not going to help Drummond.
At this point, I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't look for Drummond if he does well, it'll be because of ballot familiarity. But I don't know that there's anybody who's going to look at Gettner Drummond and say, yeah, he'd be a good governor. He's done all kinds of great things for me. No, he hasn't. He's got his name on a lot of things, but that's about it.
Yeah, all he's done is make himself known.
I could be wrong.
All right, well, I sure appreciate it.
All right, thank you for listening. Bill in Ponca City on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. I never ask Eunice Corey about politics. And the reason I never ask her about politics is that I know through her long and storied life, politics has played a big part. And it's also played a lot of part in the misery of her life. She started fresh. She started anew here in Oklahoma City many, many years ago. And now the thing she really wants to talk to you about is Medicare. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls. No, not from politicians, but from people trying to get you to sign up for Medicare. That person should not be someone who doesn't know you. That should be someone who has been through all of the ins and outs. And that is Eunice Corey and her staff at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make. Especially if you're new to Medicare, the team will preserve and put together a plan that is right for you at Well Preserved. Call them, not for political advice, but to learn more about Medicare and getting signed up. Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Well Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Grant Green is fighting for rural Oklahoma, protecting our land, our water, and our way of life. Grant made massive data centers pay their own infrastructure costs, not Oklahoma families. He made big developers answer to rural Oklahoma before projects could be approved. Grant fought for farmers, water rights, and conservative tax relief. Because Grant Green doesn't just vote conservative, he leads.
I will always defend our conservative values.
Grant Green, for State Senate. Proven conservative, proven results. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green 2026.
Modis Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modis Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modishealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modis Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9. A free live event this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at Freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Going to get into the deal or not. No matter what is in that M-O-U, I always want to say M-O-U-S-E because that's what it might turn into. The M-O-U, it stands for Memo of Understanding. I had to think about it. Memo of Understanding. But you got to remember, and you got to understand, we're dealing with Persian rug merchants. That's what we're dealing with. Okay? Now, the rest of the people of Iran are beautiful, resourceful, great people. I've met a lot of people of Iranian heritage here in the United States that have made great lives for themselves. It was the Paris of the Middle East for so long, and it all went away because of the Persian rug merchants. Yep. It all went away. And they brought the country back to a country of Persian rug merchants. Anyway, we're going to get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Sheriff Tommy Johnson is suing the jail trust. Basically, the people who supervise him, they can't fire him, but they supervise him. And maybe it's not too good to tweak the people that supervise you. Well, he's got a good reason to, and I'll get into that. Also, I wanted to finish reviewing the ballot and some of the items on the ballot. Some that are more important than others, if you ask me. For instance, labor commissioner. The labor commissioner does a lot that we don't realize. And it's important that the person who is in the labor commissioner's office has run a business and understands the relations between management and labor. Insurance commissioner. There's a movement that our insurance commissioner should have a say in insurance rates. I agree. Corporation commissioner. They decide what our utility rates are going to be. They decide if there can be a certain watershed going through or pipeline going through. And then all the other ones. Like superintendent of public instruction. Do you want somebody who will continue some of the work that Ryan Walters had started? Or do you want somebody who's going to bring it back to Persian rug merchants, which is basically what the OEA and the NEA has been? A mob, if you will, of unionistas. So
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night and cut his ashes.
County commissioner. United States senator. You may not know this, but everybody votes on United States senator. Not just the people in certain parts of the state. So all that is worth voting for on Freedom 96.9. We'll go through it with Lee Matthews and The Drive. What is your name? Hi, you are on the air.
Johnny.
And Johnny, what you got?
Yes, I was wondering, do you have a list online of some of your recommendations or things that you found out about the candidate?
I do not have a list online. I would suggest that you go to OCPAC and check out their voter's guide. They've done a really good job of going through. It's OCPAC,
And I think it's /voters guide. And they've gone through all of the Republican candidates, and they don't tell you who to vote for, but they tell you who they prefer.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds great.
And I'll continue with my list here. We got to get into the news, but after that, I'll continue with my list here on Freedom 969 and your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump is flying to France today to attend the G7 summit.
The trip to meet with global counterparts comes a day after announcing the U.S. and Iran had reached an understanding that will eventually allow for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. On Wednesday, President Trump will meet the Prime Minister of India and global tech CEOs. I'm Rory O'Neill.
An event to support local veterans kicked off over the weekend.
The Chrome for a Cause car show brought out nearly 500 spectators. The event held Saturday brought the community together for a day of classic cars, food, pony rides, and other activities. Proceeds from the event went to Valor Farm, a residential program run by the National Center for Health Veterans. The organization aims to help veterans overcome trauma and transition back to civilian life. The event raised more than $3,700, and organizers say they hope to make it a yearly occurrence. I'm Rosia Rivera.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. If you had storm damage and State Farm was your insurance company, now is the time to pay attention. For years, homeowners were told the same thing after hailstorms. No damage, just wear and tear. You're not covered. And most people just accepted it and moved on. What's changed in this? Emerging litigation is now questioning how those denials were made. The methods, the vendors, and the consistency of those decisions are being examined in court, including cases tied to Oklahoma storms. Now, here's the important thing. A denied claim is not the same thing as a properly denied claim. I've seen old claims, even ones from years ago, that deserve a second look. And if you replaced your roof and paid out of pocket or you were underpaid, that doesn't mean the issue is over. If State Farm insured your home and you were told no, the smartest thing you can do is have your case examined by someone who understands the litigation.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. The City of Norman is expanding its response to homelessness and substance abuse by adding two new positions focused on outreach and support services. Amanda Scherf has been hired as Community Services Manager, and Kara Fritz is set to serve as the Community Outreach Social Worker. Both positions are being funded through Oklahoma's Opioid Settlement Funds and will help coordinate services, connect residents with resources, and strengthen the city's response to homelessness. City leaders say the effort is part of a broader strategy aimed at long-term solutions and improved community collaboration. A federal jury has convicted former Garvin County Jail Detention Deputy Paula Kelly for violating the civil rights of detainee Kayla Turley, whose untreated medical condition ultimately led to her death. Prosecutors said Kelly knowingly ignored Turley's serious medical needs while she was being held at the jail in Paul's Valley. Kelly now faces up to life in prison and a $250,000 fine. Five other former jail employees, including Jennifer Baxter, Lindsay Knoll, Vincent Matthews, Alicia Ingram, and Melissa Melton, have also previously pleaded guilty in connection with the same case. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands. To create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are gonna love what you see.
Not all data centers are evil. We've got one that is giving teachers a $50,000 bonus. Can that happen in Oklahoma? Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews and the Drive.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mainly clear skies with a low of 63 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, it'll be breezy in the evening. Otherwise, expect a crystal clear sky with humidity and a low of 71 degrees. By Wednesday, winds will be gusting past 40 miles per hour, and it will be very warm with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 93 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katter. Arena.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot.
Lee Matthews and the Drive. Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. To join in the conversation, what do you think of the agreement with Iran? Is it like doing business with Persian rug merchants? You never really know if they're lying to you or not. Tommy Johnson is suing the jailed trust. What do you think? And then my choices for the primary. What do you think? So far, Jake Merrick, governor. T.W. Shannon, lieutenant governor. Jeff Sterling, attorney general. State treasurer, Cindy Byrd. I've seen Cindy Byrd in action. She's very, very good with the numbers. Very good with money. That's what I want as my state treasurer. Someone who's going to watch the money and make sure it doesn't get wasted. Lord knows we've had plenty of that in neighboring states, other states, and sometimes even in our state when it comes to money. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Russell from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Russell. Good to hear from you, sir.
Last week I told you about the little flyer that I got.
Yeah.
So did you said, I don't know if you got it or not, about the 832?
Yeah.
Where it has a sample of what it reads?
Yeah.
Did you compare it?
I did compare
it. Or did you get a chance?
No, I did compare it.
You did or did not?
I did. I did compare it.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, and you found out what?
I think it was made up. I think it's made up. I really do. They are making things up to deliberately mislead you, to make you think this is going to be just like Nebraska. It is not. They are going to be attaching this to the consumer price index of the entire nation. Our future increases in the minimum wage are going to be tied to the economies of New York, of Chicago, of Colorado, and so on.
Mm.
So,
okay.
So don't get me wrong, Russell. I think we should raise the minimum wage. I don't think we should do it this way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, changing subject just a little bit.
All right.
Okay. Education, funding.
Mm-hmm.
The federal dollars that we get from the federal government to the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Do you know what that goes for?
Well, that goes for whatever the individual districts want it to go for. And the state school board is supposed to be the ones that decide where that money goes. To what district?
Okay,
to what districts it goes?
Okay, so I now, while it's still up
now, often members of that school board school board superintendents will put in for grants for whatever they want, and they hope to get it. So it may be we need to buy new buses, or we need more books, or we need better computers, or whatnot.
Okay. So I looked on the DOGE is done with, right? It's over?
I don't know if it's done with, but they certainly are continuing to monitor and make sure that money's not being wasted.
Well, the website is still up, so I was just wondering if and when it goes down, will the website still be up? The reason why I'm asking is because they took the budget from 2024, and the United States spent like $168 billion on education for the whole United States.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, and I looked this up, Oklahoma in 2024 got $1.8 billion in federal funding.
Uh-huh.
Now, I believe that everybody should get an equal amount.
I agree.
Okay, so when I crunched the numbers, $168 billion divided by 50 states equals up to $5.3 billion.
And the reason we didn't get it is the bigger states get more of the money because they have more school children to educate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the state also puts in money for education, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
About 42% of the budget, and that's excluding junior college.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I think is. And they said there's about like 4,000 teachers. This is for statewide. 4,000 teachers needed for the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
4,000.
Yeah.
So, and they gave the amount of, well, however many teachers that is actually teaching in the state of Oklahoma. So if you wanted to give the pay raise to the teachers, every one of them, even the new ones, even every single teacher in the state of Oklahoma gets a pay raise to what they get paid in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But only equal up to $3.5 billion. So $5.3 billion subtracted by 3.5, and you get the remainder.
Yeah, two point something.
Yes. So I'm thinking,
where's that two
if we're going to have an equal.
Where's that two point something billion going?
Yes.
Yeah.
What could it go to?
Exactly.
If everybody was on an equal playing field. Somebody should speak up and say, we should deserve our fair share.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that's what the grant program is supposed to do. That's why I would like to see the dissolution of the Department of Education. Because I think the Commerce Department or one of the other departments can probably deal with handing out that money.
And it also says we have 509 districts.
Yeah, that's true.
In the state of Oklahoma.
That's true. We got to get rid of those districts. You know what?
By how much?
I don't know, but this is not a spending problem that we have. We're spending a lot of money on education, and we're not getting it. And there's a lot of people, Russell, that think we need to spend more. I don't think so. When you have a superintendent and then an assistant superintendent and then an assistant superintendent for curriculum and an assistant superintendent for personnel, and you have teachers who can't afford typing paper for their 32 students, this is not a spending problem. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But one of the problems is of hiring teachers is the pay, of course.
Yeah, and we can find the pay if we get rid of some of those superintendents, or we can find the pay if we get rid of some of those 500 districts. You know, I imagine we're going to need to keep a bunch of the districts that are in the highly populated areas like Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Lawton. You know, we got to keep those districts. I know that. Maybe we can combine some of them. The biggest complaint is, well, if we get rid of some of the school districts, we'll get rid of some of the schools. No, I'm not advocating getting rid of the schools. I'm advocating combining the school districts. Well, then the superintendents will have to travel. Well, boo freaking who? Okay?
Exactly.
You live in a rural area. You don't want to travel. Then move to the city.
Moved to Texas.
Yes. I bet you, I guarantee you, you're driving 40 miles to buy a pack of cigarettes. You can drive 40 miles to do your job.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so you think there's a runoff?
Yes.
Between Mazie, Drummond, and Merrick?
I do not know with whom it will be. But there will be a runoff because there's too many candidates dividing the vote. And there's too many of them that are getting close to the same amount of polling data.
When is the runoff?
Because
I know there's already a date.
Yeah, I'd have to look that up. If you give me a few minutes, I'll look it up.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for talking to you. Again, for everybody.
And I'm going to do my best. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. Join the campaign. The campaign for better prices, a better buying experience, more variety, and that hometown feel returning to car buying. That's with Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, not running for office, but they still want your vote. So call 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355. And, Route 66 is celebrating its 100th birthday, but you get the cake because Frontier Auto Group is located right on Route 66 and has been there since before Route 66 was even paved. And they're celebrating the opening of the roundabout at Automobile Alley in El Reno, where you can make a short drive for great savings, great service, and a better buying experience. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. Vote for them by going to frontiermotor.net.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by friends of Marty Quinn, 2026.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
Hey, Oklahoma. I'm Jake Merrick, running for governor to serve you, not the political machine. I'm not taking a single dime from lobbyists or special interest groups because I'm interested in real change. Change that is only possible when you're not bought and paid for. I prioritize principle over politics, and I'll work for true reform in our courts, in agencies like DHS and mental health, while fighting for Oklahoma families, defending our rights that come from God himself. Check me out at jakemerrickforgovernor.com.
Paid for by Jake Merrick for Governor 2026.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast calling for clear weather tonight, low of 63. We are going to drop down to, 63. Sunday tomorrow, high of 90. Tomorrow night, 72 for the low end of Wednesday, sunny, high of 93. 84 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews gradually reviewing the ballot and going over my suggestions for that ballot. So far, Jake Merrick for governor, T.W. Shannon, lieutenant governor, Jeff Starling for attorney general, Cindy Byrd, treasurer, superintendent of public construction, James Taylor. I really believe James Taylor, with his record as a teacher and a principal, better understands what the board is supposed to do. I also believe that he can continue Ryan Walters' work. Maybe not as in-your-face as Ryan Walters was, but he seems to me to have the heart of a teacher, not a politician. And so many of our superintendents of education are just looking to get their next gig. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Fritz is in western Oklahoma out in Thomas. I think that's where my wife's family hails from.
Yeah, it's Ritz.
Ritz. Okay, good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, I've got my, I'm in the tractor. I went over to the pickup and got my ballot.
Oh, good.
I'm working my way through it with you.
Okay.
I've got everything except the Labor Commission and the Senate.
Labor Commission, I mean, you can flip a coin. I'm going with Lisa Janlew. I think she is a business, she's a business owner and better understands what needs to be done as far as the Commissioner of Labor.
Okay.
And what was the other one?
The United States Senate.
Kevin Hearn. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
He's from Western Oklahoma. I'm sorry, he's from Eastern Oklahoma. They all know him over there. We don't know him as well here. But I like the work he's done as an incumbent, and he's been on board with Donald Trump on a lot of things.
Well, I went to the election office today and picked up my ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And just so everybody knows, you can take your ballot in with you.
Yeah. Your sample ballot?
Use it for reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. I printed mine up today, and then I got a little yellow highlighter, and I highlighted my choices, but then I handed it to my wife, lovely wife. She doesn't pay attention. She doesn't know the names. She doesn't know the issues. Lovely wife she's highly intelligent, but she's a nurse. She's busy. And that is the way most people are in Oklahoma. They're busy. So that's why I try to talk it up. I try to make sure everybody's aware of things. And I said, look, these are my suggestions. I'm not telling you how to vote. And her first question was about State Question 832. She says, what's the State Question 832? And I told her all about it. I said, if you don't believe me, you can read the whole thing. No, I'm not going to read the whole thing. And she said, it sounds idiotic. You mean we're going to judge our minimum wage by everybody else's? Why don't we judge it by what we do in Oklahoma, our Oklahoma cost of living? We don't need to be judging it by California's cost of living. I said, no, but this is exactly what it'll do. And I said, should we raise our minimum wage? She said, what is it? I said, $7.50 an hour. She says, absolutely we should, but we shouldn't do it this way.
No, and so, I don't think there's hardly anybody in the state working for minimum wage. I mean, everybody's willing to pay more than that.
1%. 1%. But you
1%
just,
is?
Yeah. Now, you just said you're on the tractor, so are you a small-time farmer?
Yes.
Or rancher?
Well, and see, that's another thing. I think that's going to have something to do with the farming.
Yeah. You got a son or grandson you hire seasonally to help you harvest or cultivate? You're going to have to pay him.
Everybody.
You're going to have to pay him $15 an hour and overtime.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody out here in Western Oklahoma hires kids in the summertime.
Yeah.
And, you're going to get hit on that.
You know how much hay I baled as a kid to make extra money over the summer? All the while.
Oh, yeah.
All the while with every bale I lifted. God, I hope I don't have to do this the rest of my life. God, I hope I don't.
You and I are probably in the same boat. I think we're about the same age. I think minimum wage when I started out was between 3 and 4.
$4.10. Mine was like $3.95, $3.55, something like that. Yeah.
And I worked at McDonald's for that when I was in college. And
I was happy to get it. I was
food and I had a little cash.
I was happy to get it.
Yeah.
You know what? I had more money than my sister who was working on her graduate degree. I had more money than my younger brother who was a grade younger than me and always borrowing money from me. They would always come to me for money. Somehow I was money bags, but I had the job. So
yeah. Hey, I got one other thing real quick I'd like to complain about.
Sure.
There again, you and I think are about the same age. In 1976, I was in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we had celebrations all over this country.
Yep, for the bicentennial.
For the bicentennial.
It was an entire year of celebrations. And everywhere you went, you knew it was something special.
Right. And, boy, they sure aren't doing that.
No, they don't seem to. They don't seem to. Here we are, what, July 4th is a couple weeks now, 3 weeks maybe?
Yeah.
And what do you hear, you know? I don't hear a lot. I really
We had celebrations and parades and all kinds of stuff.
I remember the Freedom Train came to town.
Train came to Des Moines, Iowa. I was up there and saw that.
I remember a wagon train came through and they stopped and they did a show and we got to go and see how they lived. And there was special bicentennial displays. There was commemorative bicentennial beer, bicentennial Coca-Cola. Yeah.
And now I did hear Glenn Beck's talking about making something similar to the old Freedom Train.
Okay. He better get busy.
Museum.
He better get busy. I was going to take his stuff with him because he's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's going to take all of his stuff.
Yeah. I got to run.
Anyway, great to talk to you.
You too,
Rich.
And
I listen to you all the time out here in the tractor.
Well, you call and give me a tractor report anytime on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. For me, Father's Day was a day where you did something that Dad wanted to do. And in my case, mostly that was going shooting. And it doesn't matter what the weather's going to be if you can't go to your outdoor range. H&H Shooting Sports Father's Day weekend is open all weekend, and it's the perfect place to do some indoor shooting. And they're going to be featuring their gun flash sale, used gun flash sale. It's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 19th through the 21st. 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. And you know they're well taken care of by the gunsmithing team of H&H Shooting Sports. They go over everything with a fine-tooth cleaning brush and a fine oiled rag to make sure it's in the best shape possible. So don't wait. The deals won't last at H&H Shooting Sports. 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. And because they were law enforcement, you know they were taken good care of. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
Listening to citizens solving problems, delivering results. Progress through performance. It's action you can see.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th. Managing county government, improving roads and bridges, providing core services, and keeping our communities safe. I respectfully ask for your vote to continue the progress in Canadian County.
On June 16th, re-elect conservative Republican Tom Mansky.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2026.
McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma, live Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, coming up on your Tuesday morning, it's primary day. Oklahomans hitting the polls to choose leaders and decide whether to raise the minimum wage. Weigh in on the radio before you weigh in on the polls. Plus, your news of the day and your daily dad joke. It all happens Tuesday morning starting at 7 on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
And Lee Matthews with the drive.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A man arrested after allegedly trying to break into the Oklahoma County Jail. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump announced on Sunday that the United States has reached an agreement with Iran, marking a significant development in ongoing diplomatic efforts.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump declared the removal of the U.S. naval blockade on Iran, allowing the Strait of Hormuz to reopen. The agreement is set to be formally signed on Friday in Switzerland, according to Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, who played a key role in mediating the deal. The signing ceremony will be attended by Vice President J.D. Vance, with President Trump potentially joining. The deal will initiate a 60-day period for further negotiations on Iran's nuclear program, including discussions on enriched uranium stockpiles. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A coalition of conservative and family-focused organizations is urging Congress to pass federal legislation requiring age verification on pornography websites. Supporters of Indiana Senator Jim Baik's Safe for Kids Act say a national standard is needed to help prevent minors from accessing explicit content online. The proposal would require adult content websites to verify users' ages and would give federal agencies enforcement authority. Supporters cite growing concerns among parents, while opponents of similar measures have raised questions about privacy, free speech, and implementation. The National Weather Service is confirming 17 tornadoes touched down last Thursday in Illinois and northwest Indiana. Perry Williams reports.
The information about the twisters followed a round of weekend storms. The severe weather caused significant power outages across the region. ComEd officials say the southwest suburbs were impacted the most.
Burbank, Justice, Hickory Hills area saw a lot of damage. Palos Heights, Alsip, Crestwood areas also saw a lot of damage.
The utility added that it has restored power to 99% of those who were in the dark.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A man has been arrested after allegedly trying to break into the Oklahoma County Jail. Deputies say 32-year-old Jake Minervini Blue was found digging near the facility with a shovel. He gave conflicting explanations when confronted about what he was doing, including trying to reach his girlfriend. He was arrested and booked into the jail, and officers say he also had a fire-starting tool. No additional details have been released, and the case continues. A father in Enid is warning others after his 15-year-old daughter was hospitalized following a social media challenge. Leah Presson is in critical condition after reportedly taking excessive amounts of Benadryl. Doctors say the challenge can cause seizures and dangerous heart problems. Her father's urging parents to talk with their children about online trends. The family continues to hope for a successful recovery. The University of Oklahoma is working to help address a national shortage of air traffic controllers. Its aviation program offers hands-on simulator training and a direct path into FAA jobs.
Officials say staffing shortages can impact efficiency even as safety remains strong. The program recently produced its first fully certified graduate, with leaders saying the demand for controllers will continue growing. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Robert Trimble says he would have voted against every single state budget. That means voting against funding for law enforcement, against funding for volunteer firefighters, against funding for school security, against funding for 911 services, against funding to shut down Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal groves. Robert Trimble calls that conservative. Rural Oklahoma calls it reckless.
Grant Green fights for our families, our safety, and our way of life. Grant Green for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green, 2026.
I won't tell you who to vote for because I don't like to be told who to vote for. But I will tell you who I am supporting in the upcoming primary as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mainly clear skies with a low of 63 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, it'll be breezy in the evening. Otherwise, expect a crystal clear sky with humidity and a low of 71 degrees. By Wednesday, winds will be gusting past 40 miles per hour, and it will be very warm with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 93 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
You caught me warming up in the background. La, 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 la. See, I warm up each day before I get it. No, I don't do any of that anymore.
I've known people who have. I used to work with a guy, and he'd be off in a studio by himself, and you'd hear this. What in the name of Zeus's butthole are you doing? Oh, I'm warming up. It always makes my voice better.
And he was one of these guys that always talked like this. I wondered if he talked to his mother like that. Good morning, mother. How are you feeling? Did you sleep pleasantly? Greetings and salutations to the cat and dog as well.
Really? No. Anyway, hey, I am Lee Matthews. I am a real-life person talking to you in a real-life studio on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com. Okay, a lot to get to today, and we already have. First of all, the deal with Iran, it's not really a deal. It's a deal to make a deal. It's a memo of understanding. Now, how do you have a memo of understanding with a Persian rug merchant? Because that's basically what we're doing. All right? It's one of those crowded Middle Eastern markets that you see film of, okay, with everybody hollering, you know, everywhere you look, there's somebody trying to push something on you. Probably some kid trying to pick your pocket while you're at it. And all you want to do is, I don't know, pick up some dates or something, okay? You read how great dates are for you. So you're going to pick up some dates. And everybody's selling dates, and you don't know who has the best dates. So you go over to this guy and you say, how are these dates? All these dates are the best dates in the world. We have these dates kissed by Allah himself. We make sure that Allah himself pees on the dates so that they grow the best in the world. All right. How much are the dates? $1 million. No, I don't. Oh, are you an American? Yes, I am. Ah, we have a discount today. They are only $10,000 for these dates. No, that's still a little steep. Sorry. Oh, did you say that you came from New York? No, I didn't. I come from Oklahoma. Oh, better still. We have a special for the Americans that come from the Midwest. We only charge you $1,000 for the dates. Still, you're not going to spend $1,000 on dates, right? So that's where we're at. We're dealing with people who negotiate like that. Well, gee whiz, Lee, that sure does sound kind of racist. No, it's not racist. It's reality. It's how these hardline fundamentalists, Shiites, bargain. While they're smiling at you, while they're trying to make you think, we really want to make a deal with you, they are condescending to you because you are inferior to them. So I hope this isn't just one of those gigantic condescensions. I really want this to work. And by every indication, the president and the vice president have said it is going to work. We've not seen the deal. We don't know. Vance, our vice president, has said, yeah, he signed the document electronically. Isn't that something that Trump loathes? Isn't that something Trump has been talking out against with almost every breath he's had? Well, the other guy, he always signs using the auto pen, but see here, I'm really signing this. And then he holds it up and lets everybody proudly see his signature on whatever it is he's signing. And I like that. I don't have a problem with that. But then why are we turning around and e-signing something like that? I guess this is one of those things we don't have to be there to sign. I don't know if you've ever closed on a house. If you're the buyer, you better be there to sign it. If you're the seller, you don't have to sign it. In most states, I'm not sure if Oklahoma's one of them, but in most states, that's the deal. Okay, so we've got that going on. 405-608-4377. I guess we'll just, as usual, have to wait and see how it's all going down. I'm going down the ballot. Tomorrow's the big election day. If you haven't voted already, I'm going to skip my local, because I'm looking at my ballot. And there's some things different. I live in Oklahoma City County, so I vote on Oklahoma City County Assessor. I know you don't if you don't live in Oklahoma City County. I live in a Representative District or Legislative District 39, so I vote on that. I don't think you, if you do, well, good for you. If you don't, I understand. And I live in Oklahoma County, so therefore I'm voting on a county commissioner. District 3. District 3, I think the county commissioner that was elected had to resign or retire or something along those lines. So, all that said, here's what I got. You can tell me if you argue. You can tell me if you support. All right. I really want to push Jake Merrick over the finish line of this primary. I think if he can get through the primary and the runoff, he can win it. He's the only candidate with a plan. Right now, we're in a state where the American people do not need to know what to vote against. We have too many people telling us vote a certain way because it will keep something from happening. We want our vote to mean something. We want to make something happen with our vote. So when we go to vote, we want to feel like we're pushing something forward. And the election consultants and the campaign advisors have got to understand it. This is how Trump won. Trump was able to say, look, see what's wrong with this see what's wrong with the country? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But he didn't say, this is what's wrong with the country. He said, here's how we're going to make America great again. Now, I know we got it pretty good in Oklahoma. And there's not a lot to complain about. There's some things to complain about, but not a lot. And so what you got to do is you got to show how great we are and how much better you want to make us, or how you want to solidify that greatness. Nobody's doing that. Nobody. Not a single candidate is doing that for governor, except Jake Merrick. Now, you might say, well, Lee, you worked with him. I didn't work with him for maybe 6 weeks. And he worked mornings and I worked afternoons, and I didn't get a lot of chance to talk to the guy. So I really can't even say I'm friendly with him. His wife stopped by H&H Shooting Sports on Friday to say hello and to tell me about some of the things he said in response to the debate on Thursday night. And I was grateful she did. I was able to jot it down. I said, I'd love to have you on to say these things, but it would be in violation of the FCC's equal time law. I would have to call 8 candidates and give them each as much time as I give you. So what I'm giving you now is not campaign, it's commentary. Of all those candidates, to me, Jake Merrick is the only one giving you something to vote for, not against. All right, lieutenant governor. Here's what a lot of people don't understand about the lieutenant governor's job. Yes, his job is to kind of be an assistant governor, but more so his job is to be the big cheerleader for the state of Oklahoma. It is his job to try to attract business. It is his job to try to attract tourism. It is his job to make sure all the counties have from the state what they need to keep operating in a meaningful way. So he has to do a lot of traveling, a lot of driving to a lot of different counties, to a lot of different Lions Club meetings, Woodmen of the World meetings, whatever they might be. You need a salesman. You need someone who can sing the Oklahoma theme better than Gordon McRae. No, I'm kidding. You need somebody who can talk up Oklahoma. Matt Pinnell was very good at that. That's why I'm going with T.W. Shannon. He is a very good cheerleader for the state of Oklahoma. Attorney General, you want someone who's going to follow the law. You want someone who's not going to use the office as a springboard to a governorship or a Senate ship or a legislative ship or whatever it is. Some people do that. Some people become attorney general simply because they know every time they sign on to something, every time they go after something, every time they issue an indictment, they're going to get their name in the paper. And they do it on purpose. So, and sometimes that's why they do it. Gettner Drummond, the only reason he's going after the smelter, is because he knew it would get a headline. Jeff Starling, I think, is the one who's going to worry about the law. That's what the attorney general is supposed to worry about. The law. Is it being followed? Is it following our state constitution? Does our state constitution need to be amended or changed in some way so that we can follow the law? Whether it's a federal law or whatever. State Treasurer Cindy Byrd, she's very good at the numbers, very good at managing money. We've seen her do it as auditor. Superintendent of Public Education. There's a lot of people who want the job who, A, don't have experience in education, which is fine because it's more of an administrative issue than it is anything else. B, have never taught, which is fine as well. Again, it's an administrative position. James Taylor has taught. He's also been a principal. He understands what, and he's not a big unionist. At least he doesn't appear to be. I can't find anything in my research of him that indicates he's a big union thug. He's not. He seems to be anti-union. He seems to be all about what Oklahoma schools should be about: educating Oklahoma kids. When you get to the state superintendent of education position, the temptation is to use your clout to get chosen for other state education superintendents so you can make more money. I don't remember his or her name. You could never get a hold of him. when you called his office. He was always out of state. Why? He was always at a convention trying to put his name in the hat for another position in another state where he could make more money. And Oklahoma was just big enough to catch people's attention and small enough to not be podunk, to where the LAs and maybe the Seattles, maybe the Roanoke, Virginias, maybe the, well, Roanoke is smaller, in fact. Maybe the Fairfax, Virginias would note him and say, oh, he might be a good candidate. All right, James Taylor's not going to do that. So James Taylor for Superintendent of Public Education. Commissioner of Labor, Lisa Janlew. But you know what? There's a lot of other qualified people, too. Commissioner of Insurance, my good friend Scott McCollum and I talked about this. He's going with Chris Meredith. He works through the industry. He thinks Chris Meredith has the interests of the Oklahoma consumer at heart. Corporation Commissioner, this person will help and will decide what our electric, water, and other gas rates are. They get to vote on whether or not these utility companies can raise their rates or what. His name is Justin Hornback. He was a 798er, or was it an 89er? 798er, the Union of Pipeliners. He was a pipeline welder. That is the most specific type of welding that you can do. It's the brain surgery of welding. And he was one, and so he knows how the energy industry works and how the utility industry works. I think he can bring that experience to the office. United States Senator Kevin Hern, he's done the job very well so far. If you care about Oklahoma County Assessor Larry Stein, has done a fine job. There's no reason to change horses on that. And County Commissioner District Number 3, I think Wendy Jo Hampton, because she's the only one that has a list of items she wants to see accomplished as County Commissioner. She doesn't have to get it accomplished. That's not what I'm asking. I'm just asking for what are your goals? Are you going into this job half-cocked? Are you going into this job, well, I'll just have to assess and see what needs to be done. No, you should have an idea of why you want this job, why you want to do this, and how you want to do it. And if you don't know the answer to those questions, then you don't need the job. From what I've read of Wendy Jo Hampton, she's got an answer to those questions. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I've got a ton of correspondence that has come in over the last couple of hours. I'll try to get into some of that. Stocks soared today. Cost of oil plummeted today. Getting into all that, too. Freedom 96.9. And we're going to talk about State Question 832 with Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. David Bond, he's going to be joining us on Freedom 96.9. All coming up, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Here we go again. More concern that Social Security will be insolvent in the next 10 years. Are you planning on using it in the next 10 years? Hey, it's Lee Matthews. That's why you need to make sure what nest egg you do have is protected and growing. God bless the stock market today and oil prices dropping because it's going to make things even better. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital knows that, and that's why if you let him handle your assets, he will make them grow in spite of what's going to happen to Social Security. And by the way, they've been saying that about Social Security now for going on 40 years. Together, you can get to and through your goals, whatever they may be, and if you don't have any, he'll help you set them. 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, that's the number to Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuireCapital.com.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
Craig writes on social media, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. This has been troubling to me, Lee. You've been spouting on about how minimum wage is not a living wage. However, you're not taking into account areas that support tourism and other rural areas. Yes, I agree people should aspire to greater pay and benefits. I agree that minimum wage is meant as a stepping point. And now I come to the point of disagreement. There is a finite amount of jobs out there. Please forgive my sentence structure and the five W's. You can look that up, Craig, and fix it. Anyway, the truth is that there are only a limited amount of jobs available, in a certain area. This would lead towards people migrating, legally of course, toward bigger towns and cities, most especially cities. This cannot happen. It's an impossibility. So, why? The cities already have limited spacing and limited housing. All of America cannot just move back there, back to reality. I make a base pay plus tips. It's okay for now. However, what you suggest is not reality. There are a finite amount of jobs, period. So who gets those jobs? Of course, it's the best applicant. Then what? That's my point. I won't call it a living wage, but I will call it a surviving wage. All right, well, Craig, I don't understand what you're getting at. All right, because most people, most jobs out there, only 1% of the jobs that are offered are minimum wage. Only 1%. So if that is a true statistic, what you say doesn't matter. And no, there aren't a finite amount of jobs out there. It varies per marketplace, and by marketplace I mean city. There may be more of one type of job in Oklahoma City proper than there is in Midwest City. There may be more computer jobs in Edmond than there are in Norman. I don't know. That's just an example. But you make it sound like that it's a big piece of pizza, and if somebody comes in and takes a job, well, that takes a job away from somebody else. And that's not the case. That person can go on and find another job elsewhere. So I don't understand what you mean. And the fact that you're saying there's only so many jobs out there, well, then why isn't the amount of pay static? It isn't, because somebody needs a amount of people to come work at one place over another, so they offer a better wage. Well, then what do we need 832 for? That's the good question that I'm asking. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says a deal with Iran has been signed and the Strait of Hormuz is partially open as he attends the G7 summit in France hosted by President Emmanuel Macron.
The Iran deal that we made is going to bring a lot of success to the world because the oil was really clogged up there for a while. He would call me on occasion and say, come on, please, let's cut the oil prices.
Trump is scheduled to meet with Middle Eastern leaders, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, India's Prime Minister, and global tech CEOs during this summit. Eight people are dead after a B-52 bomber crashed at Edwards Air Force Base in California during a routine test mission shortly after takeoff around 11:20 a.m. local time. Emergency crews remain on scene as officials investigate the crash.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 468 points, the S&P 500 rose 122 points, and the Nasdaq skyrocketed 795 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A man has been arrested after allegedly trying to break into the Oklahoma County Jail. Deputies say 32-year-old Jake Minervini Blue was found digging near the facility with a shovel. He gave conflicting explanations when confronted about what he was doing, including trying to reach his girlfriend. He was arrested and booked into the jail, and officers say he also had a fire-starting tool. No additional details have been released, and the case continues. A father in Enid is warning others after his 15-year-old daughter was hospitalized following a social media challenge. Leah Presson is in critical condition after reportedly taking excessive amounts of Benadryl. Doctors say the challenge can cause seizures and dangerous heart problems. Her father's urging parents to talk with their children about online trends. The family continues to hope for a successful recovery. The University of Oklahoma is working to help address a national shortage of air traffic controllers. Its aviation program offers hands-on simulator training and a direct path into FAA jobs. Officials say staffing shortages can impact efficiency even as safety remains strong. The program recently produced its first fully certified graduate, with leaders saying the demand for controllers will continue growing. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk. Oklahoma trusts Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
authorized and paid for by Cindy Bird for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils, everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
I must have got 25 or 30 texts or emails over the weekend regarding the upcoming election. It's Lee Matthews, and I know you probably have been too. What between that and those that are trying to get you to set up for Medicare? Now, after Election Day, after tomorrow, that's going to calm down for a bit. But I don't know about the calls about Medicare. That's why you need to make the call and get it taken care of. And that is one call to Eunice Corey of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. No, she won't make you a promise that she can't keep like many of the politicians will. But what she will do is come out to your house and walk you through the process of getting set up for what you have coming to you, Medicare. And if there's any blanks along the way, she can fill in those blanks, whatever your goals may be. And if you don't have any goals, she'll help you set some. The team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. So call them at Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Go vote and call Well Preserved Advisory Group.
Commissioner Tom Manske has been recognized three straight years as best county elected official because real results matter. Roads maintained, budgets balanced, community partnerships, quality county services.
I'm Thomas Manske, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th.
Conservative County Commissioner Tom Manske, doing the job we need, getting the results we want.
I'm Tom Manske, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Manske for Commissioner 2026.
You know, we had an 80-year-old man come in the other day and decide to schedule a male enhancement procedure. We asked, why now, after all this time? He replied, I was born with a small one, and I don't want to die with a small one. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. Don't wait until you're 80. If you want to be the belle of the ball, we can help you undress to impress with our Follow-Fill penis enlargement or our Botox procedure. Feeling like a fatty? We offer male-specific weight loss with the latest GLP-1 and peptide therapies, helping you slim down and improve your confidence in your health. Ready to go to the next level in the gym or recovery or anti-aging? We have the Wolverine Shot, HGH, and a host of peptides that can change your life safely, affordably, and locally. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
More reasons to not vote for State Question 832. Vote against State Question 832 from the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and the drive.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mainly clear skies with a low of 63 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, it'll be breezy in the evening. Otherwise, expect a crystal clear sky with humidity and a low of 71 degrees. By Wednesday, winds will be gusting past 40 miles per hour, and it will be very warm with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 93 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In spite of whatever has been negotiated between the United States and Iran, stocks were at a record high today, and oil fell to just below $80 a barrel. The markets are loving the newfound stability. So I don't know if it matters beyond this, other than Iran not getting a nuke. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Pete is in Asher. Thank you for hanging on, Pete.
Hi, it's actually Steve.
Steve, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah, I just had three quick comments. That minimum wage is for kids working in either like grocery stores or car hops. It's not people with serious jobs. So people just need to cut out that nonsense. When I was in high school,
not,
I made
It's not to help you pay for your tea time at Galardia.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, minimum wage when I was in high school was $1.75, and I managed to feed my horse and put gas in mom and dad's car. But it's not supposed to be a living wage. The other thing is, I don't know if you've heard, I keep seeing it on the YouTube, that we're going to have a bad El Nino, and we're going to have the worst drought, like a 100-year drought coming up. And that's the only reason I'm against the data centers here.
Oh, yeah. We got other problems coming. Yeah.
Yeah, the third thing, I'm not sure on your attorney general pick, because I keep seeing where he was anti-Trump and pro-Hillary and raised and bred liberal. So I just don't trust him. Of course, they're all crooks, but, according to the commercials, he's a bad one.
Yeah, and those, a lot of those commercials were also produced by out-of-state political action committees who are trying to push the state in a different direction. But there's a lot of mudslinging going on. Thanks a lot for the call, Steve. I'm glad you're listening in. Asher on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. And Christy writes, Lee, oh, my God. Have you read the complete page of State Question 832? If it is voted in, it'll take the farm tax exemption away from the farmers. Yes, yes, it will. If I'm reading right, I can't afford to farm right now, and it'll be even more expensive, Christy, because your son, your grandson, the kid down the street that you pay to come help you cultivate or harvest or bale hay or whatever it is, you'll have to pay $15 an hour, and if you are trying to get that hay in before the end of the week, before it rains, and you end up working the kids 60 hours, you got to pay time and a half. So, yeah, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. And I'm joined now by David Bond. He is with the Oklahoma County on Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. And I wanted to go through a couple of the phone calls, David, that I have been getting in regards to State Question 832. And the biggest of which is well, why do we not want to raise the minimum wage at all?
Sure. I think a lot of folks are on board with seeing a minimum wage increase, but it's really important, Lee, that folks around the state realize there is a whole lot more stuff in State Question 832 besides just raising the minimum wage to $15. A lot of folks are not aware that it continues to go up after that, after it hits $15, eventually with no cap, eventually hitting $20 and $25. The high out on the West Coast right now is about $24 or $25. And State Question 832 is modeled off of what they have on the West Coast in California and Oregon and Washington. And those increases every year beyond $15 that the vast majority of small businesses in the state and family farms around our state will have to continue to carry, those increases are not going to be based off the living, off the cost of living in Oklahoma. Oklahoma City is included in the calculation, but the rest of the state is not. What's going to really be heavily factored into how big those increases are is the cost of living increase in California, in New York, in Chicago, in Seattle, Boston, lots of really high-cost places around our country outside of our state.
I personally have no problem raising our minimum wage. I just don't want to do it this way. I had the conversation this morning with a lovely wife because, God bless her, lovely wife is got a master's in nursing. She is busy working from home all day. She works in charting for a major hospital group here in town, and she does not have time to pay close attention to the issues like I do. So I usually print out a sample ballot, and I get the little highlighter out, and I highlight who I am supporting, and then I give it to her. I'm not telling her how to vote, but I then tell her, hey, look, if you have any questions, you ask me, and I'll tell you why I'm voting the way I'm voting. If there's something different you want to do, that's fine. She said, what is this SQ 832? It's on a whole different ballot. And I explained the whole thing to her. I says, can you imagine Oklahoma's minimum wage and therefore Oklahoma's cost of living being based on the consumer price index of an average of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. And she said, that makes absolutely no sense. And I said, neither does SQ-832.
That's what it would do. Yeah.
And she said, well, okay, then I'm not supporting it either. I said, good, you've got a degree in finance. You would never support this.
Yeah, it's amazing that I think a lot of folks are being misled right now to think, well, this is going to be based off the cost of living in Oklahoma, so the increases are going to be very mild. They won't be. They are based on the cost of living outside of our state. It also does a lot of other stuff, too, that's not even in addition to that. It eliminates current law in Oklahoma related to teenage employees and student employees age 21 or below. Also eliminates current rules in state law related to part-time employees. So basically, it treats a 16-year-old with zero work experience, first day on the job, the same as a single mom in her 40s who's been working for 20 years or more. I just don't think that's right. I don't think that's where our people are here in Oklahoma, that kind of not allowing for differences in different situations. It treats every industry the same. It treats every small business in rural Oklahoma like it's a McDonald's in California. It really is that extreme. A lot of these things we're saying sound like we're exaggerating, and I really wish we were. But SafeQuestion 832 is not what they do in Arkansas or Missouri or Nebraska or these other heartland states. It is much, much more aggressive than that. It is what they have on the West Coast in California and Oregon and Washington. It is that aggressive.
Dave Bond with the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. It's a conservative think tank, and if you need more, you can go to his website. We'll have that in just a minute. Tomorrow is the big election. If you haven't voted already, we're encouraging you to vote no on State Question 832. No, it's not because I'm an ogre and I don't want to pay people more than what the minimum wage pays them. I don't want to pay them the way this measure pays them. Is that agreeable to you, Dave Bond?
Yeah, I remember when I first heard about the state question, I heard it's going to raise minimum wage to $15. I thought, well, most entry-level jobs are in that ballpark already. Yeah. What's the big deal? And then you learn about all the other stuff in there, and it just becomes way, way too heavy. It applies to nearly every small business in the state, every family farm in the state. That's just way too heavy. That's not what we're doing in Oklahoma today. It changes a whole bunch of rules currently in state law. And it's just much more aggressive than I think a lot of Oklahomans are comfortable with.
You may have heard this, too. I got a call from a small businessman. I guess it was Thursday of last week, it seems like. And he was explaining, as a small businessman, I still want to attract good people. I therefore pay my people more than minimum wage. So he's already paying them at $15 an hour. This will up to $15 an hour, so he will therefore have to up his pay to continue to attract better employees. So in the end, it's even going to, you know, a lot of people think, well, if you're already paying $15, it won't affect you. It will. Then there's the other business owners that called me and started talking about all the other expenses that businesses have to pay, whether it's payroll, whether it's unemployment insurance, whether it's health insurance and all those other things.
Right. Any small business owner who's been in business for themselves very long has gotten very familiar with FICA and a lot of other things that the federal government requires you to do when you're paying to employ somebody. It's a blessing to have a job. It's a blessing to have so many small businesses here in Oklahoma, but it's a bit overwhelming to think about the ways in which State Question 832 is a direct assault on so many small businesses. It takes away the flexibility that small businesses have. A lot of small businesses right now are trying to boost their employees' hours or provide benefits that they haven't been able to before, but this is going to force them to do something else instead. And so what they're seeing in the states on the West Coast that do it this way is a lot of benefits being slashed and a lot of hours being slashed, too. A lot of places on the West Coast, take-home pay is actually going down for folks in this bracket because to keep the doors open on the small business, the business owners have to say, look, I want to keep you, but I'm going to have to slash your hours. And that's what we're signing up for with State Question 832.
Dave Bond with the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. We're encouraging to vote no on State Question 832, or against, I guess, is actually the more appropriate term. Vote against tomorrow when you're in the polling place. Dave, here's another email I got. Well, this wasn't an email. This was a social media, because the person is hiding behind a social media handle. And it's only people who hide behind these social media handles that use this kind of language. But it said, Lee, you are a lying P.O.S., what that means. And he's got a picture that he sent of a burlap sack that has the word written on it. You are lying about state question 832. They raised the minimum wage in Nebraska a couple of years ago, and it has not had an adverse effect on their economy. They didn't raise it the way state question 832 is going to raise it.
Right. So Missouri, Arkansas, Nebraska have all raised their minimum wage above $10 within the past 5 years or so, but none of them have that continual escalation beyond $15 that state question 832 would do. That's a West Coast thing. That's what they do in the states on the West Coast and in the cities on the East Coast. And that is why that is what makes state question 832 so aggressive. Then also, you know, changing the rules on part-time employees, changing the rules on teenagers. What they're seeing in those places that do it this way is an incredible loss of entry-level jobs for teenagers, for seniors who need to supplement Social Security with a part-time job, for second chance folks. Those are the folks who need those entry-level opportunities so they can start stepping up into bigger opportunities. But when the entry-level stuff goes away, then those first rungs of the economic ladder are just not available to people.
Dave Bond with Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs with me here on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. And then the other thing that, I've heard a lot about when it comes to state question 832 is that eventually, yeah, we're going to have to raise the minimum wage. The minimum wage is going to raise because the cost of living is going to raise.
Sure. Yeah, so wages in Oklahoma right now are rising at a better clip than they are in states that do something like state question 832. If the opposite were true, if wages were growing at a better clip in those places on the West Coast, you know, I'd say, well, maybe we should do this then. But they're not. They're declining compared to Oklahoma wages. And when you look at affordability, which is wages matched up with cost of living, Oklahoma is typically considered one of the most affordable states in the country. But states that do their minimum wage, like state question 832, are exactly the opposite. Those are some of the least affordable places in the country. They have the highest unemployment in the country. Their prices on essentials like groceries and housing and utilities are typically double what they are here in Oklahoma. That's just not what I want to see. I don't want to see my state go in that direction. Yeah. I just cannot be comfortable with that.
Final question that I've got from a listener, Dave Bond of the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs, and it's a good question. How did this happen? How did this get on the ballot? I know the answer. I wanted you to get
it. Okay. That is one of my favorite questions to get.
I figured.
So the initial seed money for state question 832 came from a couple of East Coast labor unions, the AFL-CIO in New Jersey, and the NEA, the National Education Association, the largest teachers union in Washington, D.C. And they typically push for these things at the city and state level around the country because their contracts are based off what's called the prevailing wage. And that's typically based off the average minimum wage around the country. So every time a state does something like this, it can affect the next round of contract negotiations in California or Michigan or Wisconsin or some faraway place. But that's typically the motivation. I think a lot of the folks working on the ground on the yes side here in Oklahoma truly believe that a living wage type of thing is attainable. But the seed money is coming from those East Coast labor unions, and that's why.
Dave Bond of Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. Again, the website, where can people learn more about this to vote no or vote against state question 832 tomorrow?
To vote no, yes, sir. SQ832KillsJobs.com, SQ832KillsJobs.com.
And Dave Bond, as usual, I appreciate you shedding light on what is a pretty shady way to trick people into voting for something that's going to be bad.
Thank you, Lee, so much.
And thank you for joining us, Dave Bond of the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs on Freedom969.com. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Is your car trying to talk to you? You know, I've named the Matthews Mobile Christine. Remember the book and the movie from Stephen King about the car that communicated with the owner? Well, mine communicates with me via a text into my app, and most cars do that today. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC, my good friends over at Frontier Auto Group can take care of whatever your car's talking to you about. And do so, in many cases, absolutely free. In fact, they do it normally with every engine and tire rotation service. But they'll do it for you, too, just for walking and off the street. So when you go vote. And then if your car is talking to you at the same time, get it taken care of with a short drive to El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. frontiermotor.net, 405-262-3355.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Grant Green is fighting for rural Oklahoma, protecting our land, our water, and our way of life. Grant made massive data centers pay their own infrastructure costs, not Oklahoma families. He made big developers answer to rural Oklahoma before projects could be approved. Grant fought for farmers, water rights, and conservative tax relief. Because Grant Green doesn't just vote conservative, he leads.
I will always defend our conservative values.
Grant Green, for State Senate. Proven conservative, proven results. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green 2026.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
And everybody's clutching their pearls and saying, oh, I can't believe you had that awful event on the lawn of the White House, sacred ground. I have news for you. Teddy Roosevelt would have boxing matches out on the lawn of the White House, and he would participate in them. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Freedom 96.9. So, what did you think of the agreement with Iran? Tommy Johnson is suing the jail trust. We'll have to see where that goes. My choices for the primary, I've put them out there. What do you think? Not all data centers are what you think either. A Louisiana data center recently was set up in the northern parishes of Louisiana, just outside of Shreveport. It was able to increase the tax base of that parish, what we call a county, to the point where all teachers in that parish are going to get up to a $50,000 bonus this coming year. Some of those bonuses are more than the teachers make in a year. All because of a data center. Now, in all fairness, it's a rural county. It's a rural parish. So there probably aren't a lot of schools and not a lot of teachers and definitely not a lot of administrators. In fact, I believe in the state of Louisiana, every county is also a school district. They don't subdivide the school districts unless you're in a main municipality. And then they do it by zone in the city. So, you know, a city like Orleans, New Orleans, which is in Orleans Parish, it may have four school districts or five. It doesn't have 10. So, and I'm not trying to sound spiteful. I just want you to know. Data centers are not all bad, just like artificial intelligence is not all bad. Hell, we had the story last week of a doctor here in Oklahoma that's using artificial intelligence to apply chemotherapies. It can determine where the chemotherapies need to go and at what dosage, which is great because it
kills less healthy tissue, which ends up making you sick, and it kills more unhealthy tissue because it's got the intelligence to tell what is unhealthy tissue and what is healthy tissue. So the chemotherapy goes where it's supposed to go. They don't just hit the whole zone. It's a good thing. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Make sure you get to the polls and vote. Probably be a bit crowded in the morning hours, but later in the midday and afternoon hours is when it'll slow down if you're worried about that. But the important thing is you vote. And we'll be talking about it tomorrow on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Joe Pags up next.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.